Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Dalid. We're holding roughly 8-9 lines from the top of the Amud. And the Gemara continues on the story that we spoke about yesterday. And that is that David HaMelech would get up at Chatzos Laila, like it says in the Pasuk, Chatzos Laila, Okim Lahoydus Lecha Al Mishpatei Tzidkecha. Every night at Chatzos. And the Gemara, you remember, asked yesterday, how could David HaMelech know exactly when Chatzos is, when even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know when Chatzos was? After all, the Pasuk says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Ka Chatzos HaLaila Ani Yoytzim Besoich Mitzrayim. So how did David HaMelech know better than Moshe Rabbeinu? And the Gemara answered that David had a special siman, a special alarm clock, if you will. And that alarm clock was in the form of a kinar. Kinar, a harp that would go and play exactly at 12 o'clock. Now the Gemara tells us, don't think that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know when Chatzos was. Moshe Rabbeinu knew when Chatzos was. Why did he say Ka Chatzos? Zokti Gemara, Reb Zeira Oman. Moshe Lo'olam Haviyodah. Moshe Rabbeinu knew when Chatzos was. V'David Nami Haviyod. And David HaMelech also knew. Kim the David Haviyodea, Kino Lamalei. So he bazoi, what did he need the kinar for? If he knew exactly when 12 o'clock is, what did he need the harp to wake him? Well, this is what the Mishnah say. Push it like an alarm clock, just in case he was dozing off. Remember yesterday we said that until 12, he was misnamnein kissus. What happens if a person is dremeling and dozes and then goes over time? Oh, so he had a special alarm clock in the form of that kinar that woke him up. If Moshe Rabbeinu Taka knew exactly when Chatzos was, why did he say Kachatzos? He should have said Bachatzos Halayla Kadosh Baruch Hu Ani Yoytzi B'Soich Mitzrayim. So remember, Barry already gave the answer yesterday. Moshe Kasavar Shema Yitu Itzanine Paroi V'Yoymru Moshe Badoihu. Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned that he would taka come down exactly, or Kadosh Baruch Hu would come down exactly at 12 o'clock, but yes, Nachnine Pari will say, no, it's 12 o'clock and 32 seconds, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't know what he's doing. Kadosh Baruch Hu went and killed that night all of the B'chayim Mitzrayim. Thousands and tens of thousands of people were killed in one night, in one swoop. Nevertheless, the Litzonim Shebedor, the next morning will say, but it wasn't at 12 o'clock. He said, it was 12:01. It was a minute late. So therefore, unfortunately, Litzonim can go and turn over everything. Anyway, you know, the famous Gemara, the Gemara says about Hill having the 80 Talmidim, and it says about that the greatest of his Talmidim was Rabbi Yonasan ben Uzziel. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yonasan ben Uzziel, what was so special about him that even Oif Perech Ba'avir went and was burned as a result of his great Kedush and Tahar and his learning, and Oif would go over his head, boom, and it would go and get burned. So most people that learn that Gemara learn it, can you imagine, wow, such a tzaddik, such tzidkis, such tahara. And then, of course, you have a letz that comes by and says, yeah, what happens if that sipur belonged to Reuven? Can Reuven go and get damages from Rabbi Yonasan ben Uzziel for destroying his bird? Is it considered to be a groma? Is this considered to be a direct hit? And so, therefore, Eshem Shemchitza, exactly, Mishem Amoinai. Do you have to wait three times? It's like a sharamud, you know, a gamza bavakama. So, yeah, that's not the point of the Gemara. The point of the Gemara is this great tzidkis. So, here too, Kadosh Baruch Hu goes and kills hundreds of thousands of Mitzriim in one night. Yeah, but Hashem was off. It wasn't 12 o'clock, it was 12:01. So therefore, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned that people are going to go and mock and denigrate the whole Inyan of Makas Mechoyreis, and therefore, you know what he said? Kachatzois. So Hashem Yitzat Tzinei Far, V'yoyimru Moshe Bedoi, Moshe Rabbeinu was just a liar. The Omar Mar, and that's in fact why we learned Lamad L'Choincha Loimer Eni Yedea Shema Tizbada B'Soiches. When a person is not 1,000% sure, even if he is 1,000% sure, if he's afraid that other people will misunderstand what he is saying, he'll give the wrong message, they'll receive the wrong message. Best thing is he should go and say Eni Yedea Chvaisish, therefore not to cause any problems. Shema Tizbada, he might by accident say the wrong thing, or they'll try to go and misinterpret V'Soiches, and that will remain kind of as the lesson of what happened. Ravashi Omer, Bapalga Orta, Titlisa Nagi Abe Sahaba. Ravashi gives a much easier answer, very practical answer, and he's saying that Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking on the night before, right? The Makas Bechoris took place on Leil Seder, which is the night between 14 and 15 of Nisan. Moshe Rabbeinu is standing now on the evening of between 13 and 14. The Palga Orta, midnight, to Tleisa Nagir Beisa. In other words, 24 hours before Makas Bechoris. Have a koi. He was standing at that time. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, L'machar Kachatzoy Salayla, just like today, 24 hours from now, in the next Kachatzoy Salayla, Kiyo Idna, like today, and he ate for time. So therefore the Kachatzoy doesn't mean approximately or around 12 o'clock. He meant just like now, so it will be tomorrow the same time. So if you want to write this, since we're talking about David HaMelech, David Shomer Nafshi Ki Chosid Ani, David HaMelech says about himself that he is a chosid. What does this mean? Leib Rebbe Yitzchak Kat Omer Kach Omer David Kodesh Baruch Hu Rebbein Yishulayim Loi Chosid Ani, am I not a righteous individual? Shekol Malchei Mizruch Umarav Yishenim Ad Shol Yishoyz. Remember we said yesterday that you can say this man Krishma Shol Shachris is until the third hour, because Uvikumecha means when people get up, and the people that get up the latest are the Malachim of the Umay Sa'olam, the Malchi Mizruch Umarav, that they sleep until 3 hours in the day, in other words, until approximately 9 o'clock. From 6 until 9, the 3 hours. Vani, but I, says David HaMelech, I don't get up at 9 o'clock in the morning. Chatzos Laila Okim Loidizcha Al Mishpatei Tzidkecha. I'm already up at midnight. Idach, Kach Omer David Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Remember we have over here, there's a machlokes. Levi v'Reb Yitzchak. So one man, the Omer, said, I'm a chosid based on the fact that they're all fast asleep until 9, and I'm up bright and early at 12 o'clock midnight, going and learning and saying Shira Zmiris Shishbachis to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yidach the other man, the Yomar, between Levi and Rabbi Yitzchak, Kacham Adav of Nikodesh Baruch Hu, Bani Shalom, Anich Lechosir Anit, Shekol Malchi and Mizrach Amar, Yoishun Agudais Agudais Bechvoidam, they all sit together in Kavoy, they sit together twice, the United Nations, also the Grace of Malachim, Grace of Mention, Bani, you know what I'm busy with? Yodem Lechachos Badam, Ubishvir, Ubishilye, Kedi Latar, Isha, Lebalim. David HaMelech was a baki in Hilchos Marois Dam, so all women, when they had an Ishaila, Legabe, whether the dam that they saw was one of the five Marois Dam that we had back in Mesechtas Nida, they would go and bring their bedika cloths, or they would bring their undergarments, etc., for David HaMelech to go and inspect. Ubishvir, Ubishilya, we had Shvir, Shilya also, Shilya extensively back in Mesechtas Nida. Shvir is referring to the embryo of the young Vlad as it's growing and developing. You remember we had in the Mishnah, you have a Shvir Marukam, Shvir She'ena Marukam. Marukam means that it's more developed in terms of being able to identify the various anatomical points or parts of this embryo. And if it's Eina Marukam, means it's still very, very early and preliminary in the growth of this Shvir. But the Shvir is the embryo that eventually develops into the fetus, that eventually develops into a live child. Ubishilya, Shilya is like the amniotic sac and the placenta that accompanies the child. So I would go and expect each one of these to go and determine whether or not that there was a navel, there wasn't a navel, is there a din of dam, is there no din of dam, etc. I was doing all of this to be able to go and find some sort of kulah heter so that to be matter a woman to go back to her husband. Anytime I'm psashal that I'm not exactly sure, I go and ask my Rebbe, Mifi Boishes. Mi oimulai, Mifi Boishes. And, Mifi Boishes, I ask Mifi Boishes, Rebbe, Yofa Danti, Yofa Chiafi, Yofa Zachisi, Yofa Tiharti, Yofa Temesi. Vale Boishti. I would go and ask him, Rebbe, did I go and paskin correctly? Was I Machayev the right party? Was I Mazaka the right party? Was I Matayer correctly? Was Matami correctly? Vale Boishti, and I was not embarrassed to go and ask Mifi Boishes. I'm Rabbi Shua, Rebbe Davidi, Maikro. I bring it I will speak about your edos, meaning about your mitzvahs, negin malachim, against, meaning confronting, or next to the malachim, malachim meaning the kings. The king that we're referring to over here is Mephibosheth, based on the Chazal that man malki rabbanon. So therefore, I was not embarrassed to go and bring my shalos, even though I'm David HaMelech, I'm the king. I would not be embarrassed to go and ask the real kings, Man Malki Rabbanan, and ask them, the Shailas Mephiboshes, about all these halachas, and I didn't, I wasn't ashamed. It was fine, I asked them the Shailas. Says the Moritana, his real name was not Mephiboshes, because very often when David and Melech would go and tell him, this is the way I paskind, Mephiboshes would go and tell him, I'm sorry, David, you messed up. You did not paskin correctly. So therefore, mipi boishes, as a result of the piv of mifi boishes, there was busha to me. He would go and paskin something, and unfortunately I would turn white and green and yellow, because he would say I paskin incorrectly. Anyway, because David HaMelech was such a Yirei Shemayim, that in addition to his great scholarship, his great knowledge of law and Torah and the Hilchos Nida, but the fact that he was willing to subjugate himself to the Rabbanan, to Mephiboshes, he was zoche to have a son by the name of Kilov. We'll see in a moment why he got that name, Kilov. The real name was not Kilov, it was Daniel. Where does Kilov come from? Where does Daniel come from? So Rashi tells us that there are two psukim which are almost exactly the same. One is in Shmuel and the other is in Divrei Hayamim. If you look in the Rashi right before the wide lines, Ela Daniel Shmoi, the Mokam Echad Oimen Shmuel is a pasuk Umishneu, the second son was Kilov, who was born to Avigail, Eishes novel. Mokam Echad Divrei Hayamim says Oimer Vahasheni, the second one was not Kilov, but it was Daniel, Lavigayel, V'divayim. So you have the same individual identified with two names. He's the second born to Avigayel. One place it says he's Kilov, one place it says it's Daniel. It says Yomar, his real name was Taka, Daniel. Because now the word Kilov is Kilav. Kill from a Lashon Machlim. Machlim means to embarrass or to shame. Av, the Aviyah HaChomim, that was Mephiboshes, Bahalacha. Meaning that he was so great that he was even greater than Mephiboshes. And in fact, some of the Mephoshim explain that what the Gemara really means to say is, it's in the Ein Yosef or the Eitz Yosef and the Ein Yankov. He explains that whenever Mephiboshes criticized David HaMelech, David HaMelech knew that he was right. However, he was not going to go against Mephiboshes because of his tremendous respect that he gave to Mephiboshes that was considered to be the Poisek Hador, so to speak. So therefore, David HaMelech said, you know what, if that's what you're asking, that's okay with me. Particularly in all cases where it came out L'chumra, David HaMelech says, I'm willing to be Machmir like Mephiboshes, even though, L'halacha, I believe he's incorrect. Kilov, now, a few years later, he was able to go and disprove Mephiboshes and show that his father was right all along in every one of those disputes with Mephiboshes. Tati, David HaMelech was right, it was Mephiboshes that was wrong in his plaque. Yes?
Why would he ask the stock again? After he paskin, he asked, did I do the right thing, as opposed to going beforehand?
It could be when it says Yofadanti Yofchiyavti, not necessarily that he actually issued the psak, but he had it all written out in rabbinical writing, psak, ready to be signed, and therefore he said, this is my psak, what do you think about it? Sometimes, presumably, he said, it's perfect. Sometimes he said, I disagree, and then he would tear it up and start fresh. The olive Amr Shlomo b'chachmasay, and that's what Shlomo Melech said in his chachma. B'ni im chacham libi yismach libi gam ani. Even though this is not Shlomo's son, but Shlomo is now in his psukim projecting on behalf of his father David HaMelech, the b'ni referring to David HaMelech's son, which is Kilov, im chacham libcha. If your leiv is so malei chachma yismach libi gam ani, that brings so much simcha to me as well. In other words, David HaMelech was so proud of his son Kilov. The Oimer Chambni, Samach Libi Vashiva Chorfi Dova. I have my tremendous simcha that you're able to go and respond to those people that criticize me, and you're able to go and show them that I was correct after all. Anyway, bottom line is what we've seen from David HaMelech. We've seen from David HaMelech that he said about himself, the David Shomer Nafshi Kechosid Ani, Kodesh Baruch, I'm a tremendous chosid, either because I get up early at 12 o'clock midnight, L'hoidiz L'cha, Al Mishpatei Tzidkecha, or because he was busy, Yodai Melech L'cha Yizbada. Frank the Gemara, the David Mikari Nafshe Chosid. David Melech said about himself, he's a Chosid. Baksiv Luli Amanti Luli B'Tev Hashem Eretz Chaim. One means Lule Ha'amanti V'Tana Mishmei Rav Yosi Lama Noket Alule. If you look at Lule in the Tanakh, you'll see that over the word Lule there are little dots. Whenever you have Nekudas on the word, you know that that means something special. I know for sure that after 120, Yekadosh Baruch will give tons of schar for the tzaddikim to go directly to Gan Eden, and there'll be the Bismedish Shalmala. They're going to get wonderful, wonderful schar. The question is, what about me? Will I also get schar together with these great tzaddikim? And you're there, and yes, because David HaMelech was an honor. He was saying in his humility, I don't know if I rise to the occasion like all those tzaddikim. And you're there, yes, we chalik ben emim la. So now the question is, what do you mean? You just said about yourself that you consider yourself to be a chassid, so then you recognize your tzidkus, and you're in fact advertising it. So if that's the case, why would he say that I don't have a chelik b'neim? Even though David HaMelech knew he had tremendous chusim in Torah, lahoydis l'cha, got up early, davened, said Torah, etc., etc., yodim l'chachas badam, but nobody was afraid that chatoim that he may have done might chas v'sholom have brought his own downfall. So that's why he was nervous. Says, "Iman, that's like a famous chazal." Kedibyanke bar idi, Rami Ksibini, Noichi Imachish Matir, Chalashetelech, Vashivisa, Shavuisichal, Har Tzoyis, etc. Gave tremendous, tremendous brachis and haftachis to Yaakov Avinu, and yet it says in the pasuk, "Ksibayir Yaakov Oy v'yetzaloy v'yachatz," etc. So Rashi really brings in Chumash. What was Yaakov Avinu so nervous about? V'yir Yaakov, he was afraid. Why was he afraid? Because Yaakov said, "Ushmatichem chalashetelech." Hamashem yigrei machet. He was afraid, unfortunately, because the chatoim that he might have done, this might have Chas v'Shalom vitiated and invalidated all of those brachas that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him, all those haftachas. Kirsani, like we have another such situation. Adyavar Amcha Hashem, Adyavar Amzu Kanisa, which we say in the Shira. Why does it say the two Lashon Adyavar, Adyavar? It says, Adyavar Amcha Hashem Zubi Rishayna. That's referring to the first time that they came to Eretz Yisrael together with Yeshua Ben Nun. Adyavar Amzu Kanisa, Zubi Yeshnia, when they came together with Ezra and Nehemiah. Ru'uyim Hoyu Yisrael Yosef Lemneis B'mei Ezra. Klal Yisrael should have received the benefit of the great Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in the times of Moshe and then Yeshua Ben Nun, particularly in terms of Yeshua Ben Nun, that the Yarden split, that they were able to go over to the other side to Eretz Yisrael. That should have happened in the times of Ezra, all of those types of Nisim and Aflois, Kadesh and Asim and Nes, Bimei, Yeshua Ben Nun, and the Shigar Machet, unfortunately, because of the Chet of Klal Yisrael during the end of the first Beis Hamikdash, and then the next 70 years, unfortunately, that they didn't rise to the occasion to be deserving of that great Nes that they should have had, like in the time of Yeshua Ben Nun. So the point is, says Yaakov Avinu, just like over there, Adyavar, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Maftiach, to be a Rishoyna, be a Shnia, they should be on the same level. Shem Yigre Mechet. So Yaakov Avinu was afraid Shem Yigre Mechet. And David HaMelech, even though he knew that he was a Chassid, he was afraid Shem Yigre Mechet. And we go back to the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, we had a three-way machloikis until when can a person say Kriyash Mashel Arvis. The first one, as you know, was Reb Leizer. He said, until the Ashmoyra HaRishoyna. The Chum said, Ad Chatzois. And Ram Gamliel said, Ad Shiyala Omer HaShachem. So it's more, Chachom and Kiman Svirlo. How did the Chachom come up with the 12 o'clock Chatzois time limit? Iker Reb Leizer Svirlo, Leimer Reb Leizer. The Iker Ram Gamliel Svirlo, Leimer Ram Gamliel. What does the Gemara mean to say? The Gemara means to say is, that what's the basis of the machloikis between Reb Leizer and Ram Gamliel? The basis of machloikis is, how do you define the word bishachbacha? Does bishachbacha mean the time that people go to sleep? Or does bishachbacha mean the time that people are sleeping? According to Reb Leizer, it's the time that people go to sleep, because 99% of the people go to sleep between 6 and 10. Now, many of us today go to sleep later, but that's because we have the benefit of electric lights. In the good old days, and they didn't have that, presumably, okay, people had candles and they had lanterns and stuff like that, but by 10 o'clock, you know, they didn't want to use up all of their savings for candles and stuff, so eventually they went to sleep by 10 o'clock to get up the next morning. So, that's pshat in b'shachbucha, when people go to sleep, says Rav Lester. When, how long do people sleep, or when are people sleeping? People sleep throughout the night. Of course, some people sleep a little more, a little bit less, but b'derech klal, the reasonable man, people sleep during the night. So that being the case, according to Rav Lezer, the reason why until 10 o'clock, because b'shachbucha means then malaitzach, when you go to sleep. Well, according to Rav Gamliel, b'shachbucha means mishloft, which means the entire night. So where does the chacham come from that they say at 12 o'clock? Chatzos is nishtehin and nishteher. So if you more leave a carbon, Rav Gamliel. Everyone will oilam, Rav Gamliel. Smirlo. They bear this and all like Rav Gamliel, that the real zman is the entire night. Like we had in our Mishnah, that the whole reason for Chatzos is that people should not chashom come be day aver. And the Gemara gives us kind of a real graphic way that a person might come be day aver when it comes to the inyan of the recital of Kriya Shema. Kiddushin, like I said in the Braisa, chachom also siyog ledevreim. The chachom made a special siyog. Siyog means like a geder, a fence that a person chashom shouldn't go and sit. Person comes home after a long day at work, either in the fields or in the office. The oimer says, "Eilchal beisim, coming home. Vayichal kima, first let me eat a little bit. The eshta kima, I'll drink a little bit. Ishin kima, and ich machlagin abissel, I'll go and doze a little bit. You know, just put my head down for a few minutes. The akach echer krishma vespal, and after that I'm going to go and daven, and I'm going to say with kavonim, with krishma, and tefila. Notice it says krishma and then tefila. That's going to become important in the next few lines." I'll say Krishma, then I'm going to go and say Shema Nesrei. And guess what happens? After he dozes off, and then he gets into a deep, deep, deep sleep, and then the next time he wakes up, he says, oh no, it's 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm ready, late for the davening, I'm late for the
davening.
Exactly. So at this point, it's already too late. So therefore, that's why the Chacham say, until Chatzos. Rather, or the woman, a sudden person comes home from the field after a long day, but every evening. Nichol basic mass. The first thing you should do is you go to shul, you go to besmedish. And rogel likrois, if that person is a person who is not the greatest of talmid chacham, but at least he learns chumash, likrois kainu, make a seder and go and learn all chumash. Then rogel lishnayis, if he's the type of person that learns mishnayis, he's already told you about that. Pushayna, let him go and learn a little mishnayis. If you can learn Gemara, learn the Daf, do a bit of learning. And then after that, Vakur Krishma, and you go and say Krishma. Umispal, and you go David. And then you should go home, Vo'ichopita, and then go and eat his bread. Umavarach, and of course make a bracha, make a benching, etc. And that's the way the person Seder Hayoim and Seder Halayla should be. So he shouldn't be over on the inyan of falling asleep and then missing out on Krishma. Whoever doesn't listen to what the Chacham say, Cholil v'chas is Chay Misa. Frank Timara, that's a very strong term. After all, throughout Shas, we have numerous Gedorim and Tziyogim that the Chachamim added to the Torah, and it doesn't say about any of them that if you Chas Shalom are over on those of the Chacham Chay Misa, Oineshina, unfortunately, is such a prevalent thing, and that's the type of thing that you really can't fight. Once a person is tired and he falls asleep, unless somebody wakes him, it's easy for him to go and fall asleep the entire night and not wake up until after this man is over. So therefore the Chum had to say with great emphasis, have to say very emphatically, Rabid, don't allow this to happen, because Chas Shalom Chayiv Cholila V'Chas is Amisa Masa. Go and make sure to go and say Krishma Bismanoi and say before 12, so you won't mess up. Riva Yisema Lafuki Man Diyomit Tfilas Arvus Rishus Kamash Mulon De Choyve. That's a famous Machoikis Lagabe Tfilas Marev, whether it happens to be a Rishus or a Choyve, and therefore Sol Kedai Techamina. No, Nishkefelech, if I missed Davri Marev, no, Kamash Mulon, that's why we're telling you that the davening of Marv, which by the way, both even Shachris and Mincha, are also Dirabanan, but particularly Marv that people might say, nah, it's an Ishkeferlich, it's only to the side of the shoes. Nah, that's why they tell you, people should not go and denigrate the Indian of davening Marv. Initially, but now we're going to have a full discussion about Krishna and davening Shemon Esrei either before or after, as you will see. Omama, we just learned Kodei Krishna Mispal. Sailor of Yochum, the Omer of Yochum, Izeo Ben Olam Abba, Zahasoymech Ki'ula Letfila Shel Arvis. Who's considered to be in Ben Olam Abba? The person that Soymech, he after Goal Yisrael, he goes to go and daven Mar, meaning he says the Shemon Esrei. Rabbi Shuda, maybe I'm a tefillas be'emtza tikna. The tefillas are in between. What's going on over here? So we are familiar, of course, with Rabbi Yochanan because that's way we fezach, which means that both in the morning we have Kriya Shema and then we have Shmon Esrei, and at night we have Kriya Shema and Shmon Esrei. And that's how Rabbi Yochanan has it. And the reason is because each one we want to be masmich Ka'ula l'tefillah. Now, what's the inyan of being masmach ka'ula l'tefillah? Masmach means that you try to put together the Goal Yisrael, which is referring to the ka'ula in Mitzrayim, to the Shachris or to the Arvis, to the Shamon Esrei. What's so important about that? Because if you look at Rashi, Zehassoymech, go down about 10 lines into the narrow lines, Zehassoymech, Akoshkein, the Shachris. Shachris for sure. In other words, not only Arvis, but certainly Shachris. The Ikka Gulis Mitzvah B'Shachris, Kirachsiv, Mimachas HaPesach, Yotzim Nei Yisrael, Usmichas Geul Letfila, Ramza David B'Sefer Tilem Dechsiv, Hashem Tzuriv Goyali, B'Samach Le'yam HaShem B'Yoyim Tzor. So you have these two psukim which are virtually back to back, and you say Hashem Tzuriv Goyali, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Goyel, and after it says, Yan Hashem, listen to me, B'yam Tzara, to my tefillahs, when I call out to you, Hashem. So therefore, that's the inyan of Ka'ula and tefillah. And then Rashi brings the Yerushalmi, Misha'ina Semech Ula tefillah, lo lemahi daima, you know what he's compared to? Le'havishal Melech, Shebo bedofak al pishoi, the oyed of the Melech, that's the friend of the king, comes and knocks on the door, Shel Melech. Yotze Melech, and the Melech comes, and he opens the door to go and greet his oyed, Matzoi Shehiflik, and he sees that the friend has already gone away. He's no longer standing there in front of the door. Afu Hiflik. So then the Melech says, if he doesn't feel that he can wait for me, then forget about him. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu has become our Melech and become our Oyhev by having taken us out of Mitzrayim, and now we're supposed to be there to go meet Mekabel Panim and to say hello to the king. The king comes and looks for us, and we're not around. We ran away. And the Yehud Mekarv LaKadosh Baruch Hu Eilav Kadosh Baruch Hu Mekarv Kadosh Baruch Hu to him Umratzeu B'Tishbochis V'Kilusin Shoyitzis Mitzrayim V'Umiskarv Eilav U'Boy Dekarv Eilav Yeshlo Mitzvoyat Rochav. In other words, reestablish that very strong kesher with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Show your chaviv, show your ahava by being meratze him with Tishbochis and Kilusin, going and thanking Hashem and praising Hashem. And then when Hashem, so to speak, is in a good mood and we're together as a happy family, so to speak, then, Kadosh Baruch Hu, please, I have the following bakoshes. Can you help me out?
Why do we say Hashtivena then, and the other one?
Oh, good tekashes. The Gemara is going to ask that kasha in another few moments, Mitch. I'm going to get to it. Shkoyach. If you want, you can sit over here. You can sit at the table.
What is it?
And how are you able to sit at the table?
What does this have to do with Shema?
What does it have to do with Shema? Because at the end of Shema Yisrael, you know, you have to say two brachas before, and then depending whether it's in the morning or at night, you say two brachas or one bracha afterwards. And the final bracha before Shemon Esrei is Baruch Ato Hashem, Go'al Yisrael. And even at night, we say Go'al Yisrael, but you heard Jake already just asked a moment ago, what about Hashkivein in between? The Gemara is going to address that in another few lines. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara. Nochma, Omamar, Kari Kriya Shem Mispal. At night, you learn Kriya Shema, who mispala, and then you say Shmones. Some say that Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, he said, Ben Alamaz, there's some Gula Tefillah, Shel Arvis. Koshkein de Shachris. Why Koshkein de Shachris? Because Shachris was the real time that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Mi Mochras HaPesach, Yotze B'nei Yisrael. Mochras HaPesach means they ate the Karm Pesach at night, Seder night, and then they asked the Manishtanim, with the Fiyakashis, with the Aligut Tzachin, and then Mochras HaPesach, the next morning, Yotze B'nei Yisrael, they left from Mitzrayim. So this happened in the morning. And therefore, that's the Iker Geul Letfil, and that's why everybody agrees in the morning, first you say Kriya Shema, and then you say the Tfil. The question is, at night, do you say, like we do, Kriya Shema first, and then the Shemona Esrei? What would be the reason for that? Because Rabbi Yochanan says that even Geula Tfilah Shel Arvis, even though the real Geula only took place the next morning, but the Hachonos already started the night before, when Kadosh Baruch Hu went out Pesach Mitzrayim, Chatzos, killed all the Bechoyreis, Klal Yisrael brought the Karm Pesach, Shmir the Mashkoif, that Geula was already starting the night before. So there was a Shtikel Geula at night, the main Geula the next morning. So therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, no, the Geula at night is also Choshev, go and make sure to go and do first Kriya Shema and Goal Yisrael, and then the Shemon Esrei. Rabbi Shimon Levi said, no, the Iker is in the morning. Night's not so important. And rather, Tfilos Be'emtza Tiknam. Tfilos are in the middle. In the middle, meaning we have Shema first in the morning. After that, for Shemon Esrei, skip Mincha, go to the evening for Maariv. Once again, Shemon Esrei, And only after that, the Kriyashma. So therefore, the Tfilis are sandwiched in between. That's what means Be'emza Tiknum. They're sandwiched in between Kriyashma Shal Shachris and Kriyashma Shal Arvis. Frank, you want a mic on the gate? Yes, yes. What's your question?
When we say Geula in davening,
yes,
we're not referring to Yitzis and Shlomo, with Kriyat Yom Tov. It's not it's a week later.
Okay, but it's all referring to the whole Geula, the whole story of Yitzis and Shlomo, the Geula and the Yom Tov, and the Yom Tov and Tamaisa. We'd have to look at the specific, we'd have to take out the Siddur, look at the specific words, but it's really referring to the whole kit and caboodle. So the Gemara says, "Tfilis be'emza tiknum." The ma'ikam miflegi. What is the base of the machloikis? Whether you say Krishma first or you say the tefillah at night first? Ibai say mekra, ibai say misvat, ibai say misvat. The Rabbi Yochanan said, "Geula mi'urta navihav." Geula already started from the evening when the Kadosh Baruch Hu zimtait, and therefore, just like we're masmak geula tefillah in the morning, we're masmak geula tefillah at night first. Krishma goal Yisrael, and then we say the Shemoneh Esrei. I agree with you that the full extent of the Geula took place in the morning. The Hachonis, they started making a night. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them all the instructions. Get your stuff ready, because in the morning we're going to leave. So they started packing their bags, so to speak. They started baking their bread, and they didn't have a chance to finish baking their bread, and they had to go and take their batzik terem yechmatz from Tzureis al Shech Moisam, and they had to run out. But they started ready in the evening, making the preparations. But the real Geula is in the morning. No. Hachonis are beautiful, but the real Geula took place in the morning, and that's the main Gaul Yisrael. Geula, the Tfilah, in the morning. So that's Svar. Both Tash and the same Pasuk. Oh, that should be quite familiar to us. We have the Hekish, Shechiva Lekima. As was. Makima Krishma Biyachkach Tfilah. Just like in the morning, when we have the Chiv of Krishma, it's Krishma first and Tfilah second. Av Shchiva Nami, Krishma first, Biyachkach Tfilah. Krishma first and Tfilah second. Very good. Reb Shimon Levi said, "Makish Shchiv Lakima." I also make a hekish Shchiv Lakima. Makima Kriyishma Samach Lemitosai. Just like when it comes to Kriyishma in the morning, of the two, Kriyishma or Tfilah, which one is closer to the mita? Meaning, after the person gets up in the morning, which is of these two do you say first? Of course, it's the Krishma that you say first, and then you say the Shemoneh Esrei second. Afshivanami, when you go to sleep, it's all to Krishma Samach Lemitosai. It's the Krishma, the final tefillah that you're saying before you go to sleep. That's the Krishma. In fact, we say Krishma Lemita. And prior to that will be the tefillah. So in both cases, says Reb Shimon Levi, you go to sleep. When you get up, Kriyishma is always the first thing or the last thing. When you get up in the morning, Uvukamech, that's the first thing. And Shechiva, when you go to sleep, that's the last thing that you do. So that's the Hekish one to the other. Masan Ma'abereid Rabbina, Be'erev Mavarach Shtayim Lefenea, Ushtayim Le'acharea. What are the Shtayim Le'acharea? Not only Goal Yisrael, but also the Inyan of the Hashkiveinu. The Iyam is Boil Ismoich, Holeka Samakul Netfila. Jake, does this sound familiar? So this is the shala that Rabbi Yaakov Doiv asked already about 5 minutes ago. If you're telling me you have to be Masa Gula Tfilah, Hashki Venu is in between, is a Hachatzitza in between. Since the Chacham instituted that one should say Hashki Venu, it blives like a continuing Geula. It's as if it's all one. Now you're going to ask, but don't we also say Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen V'Amen? That's a long shtick. So that's the next. That's the second choices here on the Amud. The Amud Rabbi Yochan Ezer Ben Alba. V'Ano Sha'olam Yira Neino V'Yismach Libenu. Etc. Pesukim Achirim Achar Hashkivenu Nira Hoyul V'Tekinu Lo Rabbanan Havolek Geula Richta. The Tekinu Loimar Ze Shebetoich Kach Yispal Chaveri Gamhu V'Lo Yelach Mebeis Hakneses Ad Sheyigmar Kol Echad Filosoi. What is Toys saying is the Gemara already told us that Hashkiveinu is considered to be Kigula Rechtadami. That's considered to be like an extension of the Goal Yisrael, so don't view it as being an interruption, but look upon it as being an extension of the Geula. But what about Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amin V'Amin? So Tosfos says, the reason why they instituted this is because they were concerned at night some people would daven a Lagish Menesre, and as a result, they would be late, And if other people would go and daven more quickly and would finish the davening, you'd have one or two yechidim left in the shul, and they were concerned about their safety. And therefore they said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to have those people that daven a little more quickly, give them some more psukim to say, and as a result, they will even out one with the other. Presumably they didn't all start Shemoneh Esrei at one time. In other words, the longer daveners started Shemoneh Esrei right after they finished Shemoneh Am Yisrael Lo'ad, and those that daven more quickly, they would first say the long Baruch Hashem L'Olam Amen V'Amen, and then they would start Shemoneh Esrei, and then they would all end apparently more or less at the same time. Anyway, so they were masakin this for the benefit of the security of people out there in the fields. The Bati Knesiyos at that time were not in the urban centers, but rather were out kind of in the wilderness. They were afraid of mazikim, afraid of other things. So therefore, bottom line is that's why they added that. But also, all of that is kigula richtadamya, and therefore that's not a problem. And the Gemara is going to bring a riot. Dila tem hachi shachris hechi matzi samach. After all, shachris, you tell me that's the real, real McCoy. That's the real masmach ul letfila. How can you say Hashem's vasei tichtach? That itself is also a break between Gal Yisrael and Baruch Ato Hashem from the Shemoneh Esrei. It's as if it's an extension of it, and hakdomah to the Shemoneh Esrei. It's as if it's the extension of the Gula of Gal Yisrael. So now, since we started off this Gemara saying, "Ezel beno olam haba zeh semet gula tefila," the Gemara tells us another case of someone who is a ben olam haba. Amr Abluz, Amr Bavina, kala imet tilu ledavid b'chol yoyim. Tilu ledavid is what we call Ashrei, because we add one or two psukim in the beginning of Tilu Dovid. Tilu Dovid is the beginning of one of the final mizmoidim in Tehillim. We add one or two lines before that, Ashrei Yishvei Yisecha, but it really starts in Tilu Dovid. Anyway, if you say it three times a day, Muftach Leishu Ben Al Haba, then you go, you have your ticket to Olam Haba. Obviously the Mefarshim say, not if you just rattle it off with just without thinking about it, but if you say it with kavan and fervor, then Amir Hashem, you've been on the Baba. My time, what's the reason why? The Aleph, this is the reason why, is because if you look through Ashrei, you see from the beginning to end, it goes through the Aleph days, and therefore that's something very, very special, that you're being Mahal Hashem with all of the oisius of the Torah. Name Ashrei Tmin Medorach. Why don't you say now, Kapitel Kuf Yutes, in Tehillim, to ask you but to manyapin, because that has Aleph Beis 8 times. As everybody knows, if you look at Ashrei Tmin Medorach, you have 8 Alephs and 8 Beis and 8 Gimels and 8 Dalets, etc. So that's even better. If it's so important to go and be Meshavech Hashem from Aleph Beis, so you have 8 times Aleph Beis. There's another gear, so not the Tamanya Apin, but Tamanya Alephin. In other words, 8 times Aleph and 8 times Beis and 8 times Gimel.
There's no noon. In the Asher, there's no noon pasuk.
Guess what? The Gemara is going to ask that kasha momentarily. Shkoyach bari. So the reason that we say Ashri probably is because it says Pesachas Yidecha. Pesachas Yidecha is a tremendous shvach for Kaddish Baruch Hu, that we're saying Kaddish Baruch Hu opens up his hand and gives everybody Pesachas Yidecha, must be the whole Chai Ratzon, everybody's desires, everybody's yearnings, everybody's cravings, and Kaddish Baruch Hu gives everybody. Some people ask for lollipops, and some people ask for money, and some people ask for more dafim in the daf, but everybody has their yearnings, and the Kaddish Baruch Hu answers everybody's tefillah, and that's why it's such a great tefillah. If that's the case, name a halal god. The one we say halal god. Halal god is not what we think that you say gantz halal on Yom Tov or something like that. Halal god means Hashem Hashem kitoiv kili oylam chastay. Tichsev bay nois lechol basa kili oylam chastay. It says over there nois lechol basa because Baruch Hu gives food and sustenance to everybody. So why don't we say that? So John Mishum is beitarti. Oh, we got both of them. What means both of them? That Ashri both has the Aleph Beis, Hashem, we're being Mekalas and Kadosh Baruch Hu from Aleph until Tav, as well as that Pesach HaSidach, Kadosh Baruch Hu goes and gives everybody what they need. Amar B'Yoychanan, M'tnei Mali Nema, Nun B'Ashrei. You heard it officially 2 or 3 moments ago, that Barry already asked. It doesn't say Nun and Ashrei. As Simor says, the reason is, M'neshiyesh B'mapalos and Shosoyne Yisra, because the Nun has in it an allusion, a hint to Chas Shalom, the Nefila, the falling, the downfall of Sinai Yisrael. The word Sinai Yisrael over here is used euphemistically. Halavai, all the Sinai Israel should have a Mapala. Iran, number one, and I can think of another wonderful bunch of countries that should have number two, and three, and four. The Sinai Israel over here is referring to Klal Yisrael, but we don't want to say the words Mapalosan of Klal Yisrael, so that's why we throw in the word Sinai of Yisrael. But it means Chas V'Shalom. The reason why we don't say none is because we don't want to talk about Chas V'Shalom, the Nefila of Chai Yisrael. We have another passage. Nafla Leisoysef Kum Besulas Yisrael. That Chas V'Shalom, Klal Yisrael will stumble, will fall, Leisoysef Kum, and it will never be able to rise up again, Rachman Litzlan. We don't want to say that in our Ashrei, especially if we're saying it three times a day. Therefore, David HaMelech left out the nun. In Eretz Yisrael, they took the pasuk of Nafli Yisoysef Kum and they interpreted in a positive way. How did they interpret it in a positive way? They said, Nafla, you fell, cry yourself, Fla Yisoysef Lin Poil Oid. But Baruch Hashem, this is the final Mapali, you're never going to fall again. Because Kum Silas Yisrael, because cry yourself, you're going to get up and rise once again from the ashes. So therefore, Nafla, you fell, Lo Yisoysef, it's not going to happen more. Rather, it's going to stop. Comes to Israel eventually, Mitzvah Israel will arise to the top. Even though David HaMelech left out the nun, nevertheless he even threw in the nun in the next line, Shenema, where the nun should have been, right after the nun of course comes Samach, Samach Hashem Lechon Noiflim. That Noiflim is referring to Taka Klai Yisrael, and the Kachbok is going to say, he's going to support them and raise them and uplift them again. Yes.
So it says that the general Mubal has to say Ashrei three times, and you said Kavana to understand the whole thing, but the Ikar is that one pasuk.
But you should have Kavana for the whole thing. But you're right, that's the Ikar. The one that's really ma'akiv is Vizech HaSidach. It says Takin Psak Alocha that if you didn't have Kavana, Vizech HaSidach, go back and say it over again. Because that's the key. Thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Why do we care about the pasuk of Nafla Yisoysef Kum? We just said there's another nice pasuk, Yisoysef Kum, nice Nachum Chalbasser. So we could just say that pasuk. Just because there's one bad pasuk that has a nun starting.
It's an excellent question. It's not just a question of the nice Nachum Chalbasser. After all, nun starts so many words. Nesias Kapayim, Dichanin. Netilas Yidayim, you're supposed to wash your hands. Pinked. The word nun, you're going to think automatically is nefila. I don't know, you have to, that's already beyond my pay grade, as a former president once said. But that's reason Chazal, that if the nun would be there, one would think of Chas V'Shalom, the nefila of Klal Yisrael. And David HaMelech said, get that word out. People should not have that type of thought. Chalil. I mean, if you take it to an extent, you can start talking about so many other letters. Leave out Reish, because that might think about Ritzicha Chas V'Shalom. Leave out Mem, because of Makkah. You know, there's so many other letters that could also. So, Kvaisish, I don't know why Nun specifically, but Azoishtei. Since we mentioned Rebbe Loza Bar Avina, that's the last of the narrow lines. So now we continue with another unrelated memra of Rebbe Loza Bar Avina. Rebbe Loza Bar Avina, Godol Mashenema B'Michol, Yishu Mashenema B'Gabriel. As we know, Michal and Gabriel are two very great malachim upstairs in Shemaim. So if you've ever been wondering, if you weren't able to sleep at night, and you're thinking to yourself, which of the two is the greater one? Is it Michal or is it Gabriel? I'll tell you, says Rabbi Loz Bar Avina, there is a mala that Michal has over Gabriel. What's that mala? The ilba Michal, ksiv. V'yof elai echad min hasrafim. One of the srafim, meaning one of the Srafim HaKoidish, Srafim is another name for or another level of Malachim. So one of the angels, Vayorf Eli, he went and flew over to me. The word Vayorf is like a Lashon of Oif, a flying bird. So one of the Srafim, one of the Malachim, flew over to me. The Ilagab Gavriel, Ksiv, for Ish Gavriel, Asher Isi, Bachazoyin, Batchila, Muaf, Biyoif. What's the Gemara mean to say? That when it comes to Michael, Vayorf, he was able to go with one flight. Non-stop flight, and he came over to me one oif, one vayuaf. However, for Gabriel to get to me, he had to do more vayuaf. He had to go as a one stop. He had to go and stop over and take a fill up with gas, and then
it wasn't a direct flight.
Wasn't a direct flight exactly. So that's why that was a non-stop, and this was a one stop. That's one vayuaf elai, one and more vayuaf is double. Faith Imara, that's very nice. But how do I know that the first pasuk is referring to Michael and the second pasuk he's referring to, well, Gavriel, it's the face, Rish Gavriel. But how do we, the first pasuk he's referring to, Micha? My mash da'yach and Michalu. Amr Rabbi Yechon, Asi Echad Echad, Ksivach Biyof Eli Echad Menasov. Uksivach Zom Vihine Michal Echad Hasar Marishain and Bola Azraini. Ah, so just like that Echad is referring to Michal, the first pasuk of Biyof Eli Echad is also referring to Michal. And Michal did it with Ein Spring, with one jump, as opposed to multiple stops. In fact, the Gemara says, Tanu, we learned in the Braisa, Michal was Biachas one flight. Gavriel b'shtayim, two. Elio b'arba, four. Malachamovitz b'shmoina with eight. B'shas ha-mageifa, chas v'sholem, if there's a mageifa in the world, where Kadosh Baruch Hu basically has opened up the floodgates for the Malachamovitz, then he doesn't have to have eight stops, but chas v'sholem b'achas, one jump from wherever the Malachamovitz is, and chulil. We don't want to stop off talking about with Malachamovitz, we'll learn another couple of lines. Omer b'shem levi, awa b'shekara, adam krishma b'esek nasis. Even though you've already said krishma at night from davening in Ma'ariv, mitzvah kreis el mita, also there's still an inyan to go and lay it once again, kriyishma shel mita, halamita. On the base of my kra, it says in the pasuk, rizu v'atachto, imu b'vavchem, al mishkavchem v'doy musel. So it says, imu b'vavchem, that's the alev avecha, that's the tefillah that we say, the kriyishma, which it says, alev avecha, exactly, on mita. Al mishkavchem is talking about on the mita, meaning right before you go to sleep. V'doy musel, it says, rashi v'doy mishela, doy means to be quiet, v'yidoy maharoin, oh, that's referring to bishina. First you say krishma, you go to bed, and then you're quiet for the rest of the night, you go to sleep. Amram Nachman, im tamad chochem hu ein tzarech. If you're tamad chochem, you don't need to, because the whole purpose of saying that krishma is rigzu al techato, it's an inyan of shmir. And therefore the tamad chochem, baruch Hashem, his learning is megin umatzli, the umagni, just by learning that itself is megin on a person. And therefore you don't have to. But Amar Abayi, af tamad chochem, yivay leila mei mechab psuka, tirachmi. He doesn't have to say the gan says af, the whole krishma, the whole two or three pages, but at least you should say one pasuk, you're going, biyod chaf yiruchi, padis oisi, Hashem, keil, emes, and that'll be a shmira for tamid chachamim. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael, you're benched.